So what's up, guys?
Not much, man. What's up with you?
You know, just the huge. Not drinking beer tonight.
Little, I noticed.
Little extra substitute beverage here. I'm doing hot cider
hot
with
cider.
With
rum.
I think it's rum. Okay. Rum?
Rum.
Yes, made by Christine.
It was delicious.
Thank you, Christine, for the hot cider. We're having our little fall
yes.
event. This is our fall episode, guys.
You know, fall of the seasons,
Rome.
Fall of democracy. You know, we're really just celebrating all the falls.
Yep.
What do you got to complain about?
No, nothing.
Oh, okay.
At this moment, well, not much. We'll see.
All right.
Our insane president.
Yep.
Doing what presidents do,
just
running the country.
Unraveling.
Seems to be doing fine. What happened?
Oh, did you not get the news?
Did you not watch the news?
No.
Oh, okay.
You have something you want to talk about?
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess we should break the news to you, Dave.
Yeah.
All right.
That they are investigating Donald Trump's phone call to the Ukrainian president.
Holy shit.
And actually, more so the whistleblower complaint about that call and other issues.
Whoa, hold on.
The impeachment word has been brought about.
It has been.
They're investigating Donald Trump? And they use the word impeachment?
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit, this is the first time since he's been president that's happened.
It is.
I'm shocked by that.
It is.
I'm shocked.
It is.
No one's been discussing impeachment before.
Nancy Pelosi certainly didn't put forward the motion.
This is the motion to...
Yep, I'm sure it'll go fine.
No, I don't think it will go fine. I think it'll get through the House, and then the Senate will drag their feet because they put party above country.
But, yeah.
You know.
I think it'll be fine because I don't really think much happened that isn't pretty typical. But, all right.
I kind of figured you would say that. I did call that on the way over.
You did.
I mean, he's under investigation for having a conversation with a foreign leader about an investigation that... another representative of our nation pressured
that foreign leader
to drop.
I said that on the way over too. 100%. I'm really hoping this is a twofold thing, that we get the impeachment on Trump and Biden. By all recollection in that conversation, Biden's hands are no cleaner than Trump's.
Yeah.
It's both of them. It's 100% both.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's both of them when the president of the United States just says, hey, maybe you should investigate that thing that you were pressured to stop investigating. I don't know why that's a problem. It's not like he started an investigation.
It wouldn't necessarily be a problem.
He was like, hey.
If it wasn't with withholding the support.
Yep,
and it seems quid pro quo. I don't think the problem is, and when I'm looking at it as well, I don't see the problem as saying, hey, go investigate this guy. Right? Because fine, you're the president. You can kind of say whatever you want in that term. My issue that I take is where it's the, you know, hey, we're going to withhold this aid and go investigate. And so it's, you know, the quid pro quo aspect.
So you don't think governments negotiate and exchange things for other things that they want?
Not to interfere with elections.
Yeah.
It's not interfering with an election. It's an investigation into a criminal activity.
Your political rival.
Was it interfering with an election when they investigated Trump?
Was what interfering with an election? The election had already been over.
I mean during the election when everyone was saying he's a Russian plant, This isn't a new thing that he works for Russia. That was something the FBI was investigating since the
Russia.
No, it's
this
about
is
him
not about him working for Russia.
Him working for the Ukraine essentially.
No, this isn't about him working for the Ukraine.
He's making the Ukraine try to work for us.
That's what I'm saying. They work for each other. Governments do things for each other in exchange for things that they want. I don't think suggesting that an investigation should move forward is an interference in anything. First of all, Biden isn't even the candidate. Trump's not even running against Biden.
He thinks he's running against Biden.
Yeah.
And he is the presumptive nominee right now. 100%.
Yeah.
Well, lucky for the Democrats that he's about to be out because he was never going to win.
No, I completely agree with that.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, that they should both go away.
They should both go. Yeah. And it is a boon for the Democrats that this came out and puts Biden in that light. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is just going to turn around to be another big old nothing burger. And it's just going to be another opportunity for Donald Trump to go, I told you so. They're all against me. They're coming after me. It's this deep state.
Yeah, he actually used those words.
Yeah.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
Because there's definitely a deep state.
Mm-hmm.
No, but he thinks there is.
Oh, I know.
Him and QAnon.
Depends on what you think the deep state is. I mean, there is a deep state.
Well,
it's made up of people like Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama and the Clintons. And I mean,
there's not a QAnon deep state.
I don't know what QAnon even means.
How do you not know what QAnon even means? I'm
so jealous.
I think it's short for QAnonymous.
It is.
Right?
It is.
Right. You see?
I wish I could live in a world where you didn't know about that. Because it's
has to do with the deep state, right?
It's so stupid.
It's
yeah.
Isn't it like a guy like he's yes. the Q and he's been dropping hints for yeah that's yeah.
It's more total or less. Like crazy numerology nonsense.
Numerology.
Oh, it's every single like QAnon person looks for like 17. They all
that's
look for
the number.
That's like a specific number.
Why?
I don't
really understand the significance, but every like tweet, every infographic, I follow like this Watchdog subreddit.
You're a QAnon fan?
No, it's
sounds like you know a lot about
I'm
it, Brandon.
I do. It fascinates me because it's a crazy cult. One of my neighbors is.
Oh, you have mentioned that yeah. before.
One of my neighbors.
We talked about like having a bumper sticker.
Yeah,
just a big Q.
Q, and then the Punisher symbol because that's their whole thing.
Is it really?
Just like if this doesn't go the way we want, we gotta kill people. Wait, what?
Wait, what?
Yeah, they're. I'm sure. Yeah, that's well. They believe in like taking justice in their own hands, kind of thing.
Yeah, that's the
a lot of people
thing.
Do these days.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, that's why you gotta have this thing called the rule of law.
I do agree, which is why I'm very happy that our Congress is pushing forward with articles of impeachment.
Mm-hmm. I am too. I think it'll turn up to be a dead end, and we can move on with our lives, just like with Russia.
Either way, it's a vindication. Well, he was an unindicted co-conspirator in all of that, and we can move on. But I can't.
Why wasn't he indicted?
Because there wasn't enough directly
evidence,
but he was still named as a co-conspirator.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I do think that you sometimes give Donald Trump a lot of benefit of the doubt.
I give a lot of people the benefit of the doubt.
And I do think that like it's important to have both sides of an argument, but I also do think it's important to recognize that the president of the United States can be impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors. There is no like above the law. And I think that not you,
yes.
but a lot of what people
subscribe to
is that, well, he can do whatever the fuck he wants because he's the president on the Republican side. And this isn't from you. This is
oh, no, that's clearly not true. I mean, it's like a Nixon thing.
Well, and that's what
exactly.
I said to
I'm saying that when the president does it, it's not a crime.
That's exactly what he said. Yep.
But like, that was the Nixon moment in 19. And I was saying to Brandon on the way over, like in 1960, that was like a holy shit. Like he fucking said that.
And we live in a world now where that like a lot of people are just like yeah,
and not just him, like Congress people in general, like
oh, yeah.
politicians in general.
I mean, most of the politicians we know of are slimy motherfuckers. Like,
well, that's kind of my whole point.
I completely agree with
in
you
all this, which is that I don't think Donald Trump's doing anything that Barack Obama probably didn't do, or that George Bush probably didn't do, or that Clinton
if so,
probably
he's
didn't
certainly
do.
Worse about it.
I just think
he's
more scrutinized
about it.
Like, people have been up this president's ass with a microscope
since the
word before he was elected.
Yeah.
So I don't think any president has been under such close scrutiny.
But he can't complain about it when it also plays to his... Like, it's a double-edged sword.
Well, he's not complaining about it. I mean...
presidential harassment.
Today he said...
Wait, is that a term?
That's what he's coined on Twitter. The crime
yeah.
we are all committing against the president of the United States, the most powerful
yep.
man in the world.
You guys don't find that hysterical?
Oh, it is. It's hilarious.
It's hilarious, but like,
how
this
clueless.
Is the mindset.
Of course. That's hysterical, presidential harassment.
Isn't it?
That's mindset. Just something he came up with while sitting in the Oval Office and was like, I'm going to tweet that.
Mm-hmm. This is presidential harassment.
Yeah.
It's worse than sexual
it's
harassment.
Worse, it's worse than sexual
it's
harassment.
It's worse than regular harassment. This is presidential harassment. Yeah.
Well, wouldn't it be?
yeah,
I mean, it's like a crime versus a high crime. One's worse, right?
I agree. Sure. President's harassing
you're harassing
women,
the president.
yeah.
Presidential harassment of women is definitely worse.
Oh, yeah. The president harasses people the same they harass him. That's my point. Everyone gets their panties in a bunch when he says anything, but like people say horrible shit about him all day, every day. So it's like when he
yeah,
says, so everyone's like, oh,
the
gosh.
They're not the president.
But those people are the president.
No, there are representatives.
And
there
yes,
are
and
potential
I,
presidents. You're
I,
right, Brandon.
And I
but
just
the
said,
what a bunch of schmoes.
The representatives don't ask for people to be murdered. Like, and the most recent thing today was he said, "Who's this whistleblower? You know, that's like a spy. You know what we used to do to spies and traitors? We'd take them out back. That's
well,
what he said.
You know
today.
What he? You know he didn't say
that's
we
called
should actually
fucking terrorism.
He didn't say we should
that is
actually.
What you do
to spies.
I'm sorry. He didn't say that last part.
No.
The rest of it was
Which
part didn't he say?
No, he said, they're a spy. You know what we used to do back in the old days. I think it's back in the old days.
So, but he didn't say, take them out and
he didn't use
them.
The word lynch, but,
you know. The implication.
Why would you lynch a spy?
Well, you can lynch anybody.
There's so many better ways to kill somebody
nowadays.
I'm sure. And for the record, that is still what we do to spies.
Yeah.
It's called treason.
Mm-hmm.
You guys wanted to impeach President Trump for that like a couple months ago.
But I don't think somebody who's a whistleblower, who's from what I understand.
Depends on what kind of whistle you blow. There's a lot of people who think, I'm going to get them confused now. Snowden has committed treason, which is the guy. Is Snowden the WikiLeaks guy?
He's the WikiLeaks guy.
Okay. And the other guy is Assange. And Assange is the white hair guy.
Yeah, Assange is fucking weird.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But essentially, you had a guy who was working for the U.S. government, and he turned over secrets to Russia.
Yeah, no.
So is he a whistleblower or is he a spy?
However,
he committed treason.
We're going to
100%.
He's going to have a trial and not just be taken care of. You know what I mean?
But
right, you take care of them, and or you have a trial, and then you take care of them.
I think the difference between
the penalty for treason is death.
Mm-hmm.
I think the difference between these
two, that's how that trial ends.
That's important to denote is that the whistleblower did go through
the proper
official channels under the Whistleblower Act. I think that the
did he? I don't know.
And under the Whistleblower Protection Act, that is specifically put in place to protect people.
So it
the one that Obama put in place?
Was it?
I think it was.
I think it's a good idea.
He's
it's a good idea
notorious for putting the Whistleblower Protection Act in place and then being horrible to whistleblowers. That administration didn't protect anybody.
We're not litigating Obama. We're litigating this whistleblower. Which the difference between the two is that the one leaked to Russia and is now, has fled the country.
And we only
knew he committed fucking treason. Yeah. And he's going to get strung up, because that's what we do back in the old days.
But still to this day.
But I think that it's important to note that difference, that there is a difference between what happened.
I don't know anything about what happened in the whistleblower and frankly,
because if
that
this
went
whistleblower,
basically all I heard was that Trump said, "Hey, you should investigate Biden's son," like you were going to do to begin with.
If this whistleblower had
before Biden got involved, there was political weight in the arena.
If this whistleblower had,
feels like Trump's just correcting an injustice, really.
Oh my God!
Just like, hey, wow, this corrupt son of a politician, which we're all not okay with, right?
No,
I'm the corrupt son of a politician who's using your father's power to get you out of investigations. Mm-hmm. That's bad, right?
And again, yes. We could play the tape back that both of them are at fault.
Yeah,
that both of them, it's dirt on both hands.
Right. I mean, Biden is at fault for using his political power to sway a foreign government, and Trump is at fault for setting right a wrong in
that's really
in
good
world.
Spin.
It's a good spin.
I think it's fairly accurate if you look at it objectively.
I think if you look at it objectively, he withheld military aid in order to do that.
We don't live in an objective world. Context is everything.
Right, of course. But you have to have something. You have to have this thing called leverage, Jay. People aren't going to do what you say just because you say it. He's got this leverage called being the president of the United States.
I can frame this as he withheld military aid. This was before Biden had announced and thrown his... So if we want to really get into the nitty-gritty, the whistleblower report was filed on, I believe, the 25th of June or July.
July, yeah.
Biden had only spoken about this a few days ago. So the whistleblower report, which had been filed and had been going through channels, this has been ongoing for a few months now. So it's not that...
Excuse me.
It's not that Biden threw his weight in the arena, and in this case, he did...
With the investigation of his son. Yes. Mm-hmm. Right.
But in this case, this is not the case. Biden only spoke up about this when I believe we all heard about this, which was 3 days ago. Mm-hmm.
Of course, why would he speak up about the fact that he's committing basically, I mean, I don't know what the guy got in return, but bribery?
No, but you were talking about we're investigating because Biden threw his hat in the ring.
No, we're investigating Donald Trump. We wouldn't investigate Joe Biden. That'd be ridiculous. He's a Democrat.
We should investigate Joe Biden.
Well, are we?
I hope after this.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Haven't heard anything about that. Weird.
They probably will, and I think they've addressed that.
Oh, okay.
As a separate issue.
Let's hope so. You'd want to.
This is whataboutism. This is whataboutism.
It's not whataboutism. The two events are linked.
It's what about Joe Biden?
That is true if the events were not tied to the same thing.
No.
What Trump did is directly tied to what Biden did.
Either if Trump had said, go after some schmo,
if you punch me and I punch you back, and I'm like, hey, I was acting in self-defense, he punched me, a police officer and a court of law aren't going to be like, well, that's whataboutism, you still punched him back. They're going to be like, oh, yeah,
because
those two events are correlated.
That's not it at all.
No. Those two.
It's exactly it.
No.
How are those different? One event led to the other event. It's not whataboutism if the events are connected.
You're talking corollary versus causal.
And also,
when you punch me in the face, that's a causal link. I punch you, you punch me.
It's entirely causal because according to you, Donald Trump wouldn't have been able to commit this act of making them investigate Biden's son if they weren't already investigating Biden's son and Joe Biden had stopped the investigation.
Donald Trump didn't have to. There was no reason to do that. He went out of his way to withhold money from Ukraine in order to
I thought
to
he
do
withheld it. The money from the Ukraine before all this came out. In Wasn't order, that what you were just saying?
In order to in do order, this.
Yeah, dude, this is 2 months ago.
Yeah.
This is why I'm saying it's not like an all of a sudden thing. It's been going, the whistleblower.
Right, he withheld aid months ago.
Yes.
In return for asking for the investigation.
The investigation that Joe Biden had canceled.
You've got to look into Biden.
Biden Jr. I don't know if his name's Joe, but Joe Biden's son.
So
to be clear.
He's looking for leverage on a political opponent. That's the quid pro quo. It's not that, the issue that I don't have an issue with a leader or any leader like asking for an investigation.
First of all, we're getting off the topic of whataboutism, but that's fine.
It's definitely
it's still not whataboutism.
It's definitely what.
There's nothing whataboutism about it because the events are the same. The events are two events in a chain of events. It's the definition of causal. There would be no way for Trump to have done this if Biden hadn't done what he had done.
I disagree. Well, okay.
If you light this house on fire, that's why the fire department's going to show up. If the fire department wouldn't have been here if the house wasn't lit on fire, it's causal. Don't light my house on fire.
It's weird that he would want.
It's an odd.
Such a specific interest in Ukraine. And like there are
specific interest
there are
in Ukraine.
Plenty of other countries that have.
Ukraine is the linchpin of our entire conflict with Russia. It's the only power we have in the region. Are you kidding me? Ukraine?
So,
it might be the most important country in Eastern Europe.
Okay. Following that thought line. If they are the most important in the linchpin, why would you withhold aid?
Because you want to exercise control over that linchpin.
You are controlling it. You are controlling it by
today,
the amount
of. You have to make sure you keep
controlling it. If they're so important.
Russia has been trying to take over Ukraine for the last 30 years.
If they're so
We're the only reason that hasn't happened.
So
that's your best bargaining chip in the game. You can get Ukraine to do whatever you want by saying, hey, listen. We're going to withhold military aid.
Say that one more time.
You can get Ukraine to do whatever you want by saying.
That's the problem. That's the crux of the issue that's being litigated. And I could be wrong, and hopefully we'll go to Congress and we'll see if I'm wrong. But the crux of the issue is that he's getting Ukraine to do whatever he wants by withholding military aid from them and investigating a political rival, urging the investigation of a political rival. And that's the issue I have.
And that's what is going to be addressed.
If it was Nancy Pelosi's son, would you feel differently?
No. No, dude, I already said Biden should be investigated.
I'm asking, if it was Nancy Pelosi's son, would you feel differently?
If there's evidence of anybody doing something like this,
it should be investigated.
100%. That's why Biden should be investigated.
And if the president of the United States asks for that investigation to occur, like, are you under the impression that other presidents don't ask, like, other world leaders to
I'm
do things for them?
I'm not under the impression. Again, the crux of the issue is not that he's asking. The crux of the issue is that it's a quid pro quo. Is that, or it's an...
Everything's a quid pro quo, Jay.
The crux of the issue...
This is the world. Have you been to the world?
The crux of the issue is that it's a quid pro quo, and the president can be removed from office for something like this. High crimes and misdemeanors.
I don't know if it's a quid pro quo. Yes, the circumstances are very convenient.
Right,
I'm not going to say it's not.
It is,
I'm not going to argue
give you that as well,
that because
it's not 100%.
I think that's going to be that's going to be
the argument.
And
that's what I want to see litigated. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
And that's fine. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and argue with you whether it was a quid pro quo or not. Quid pro quo or not, because we're never going to know ultimately. But I think you're focusing on you're looking at this as any opportunity to get at this guy you don't like versus the fact that there was corruption going on, and all he did was shine a spotlight on it and go, hey, I think you should really do something about that. There was a politician canceled an investigation into his relative. And
he should be investigated.
You don't think that's tampering with the election? You don't think that news should have come out that his son was under investigation? You don't think that investigation should have gone through?
It should have.
I'm
not telling you it should have. So, like, I think you're painting me as, and I do not like our president. I agree
100%.
That's pretty clear.
I think that's the kind of the root of this, frankly.
At the same time, I also don't like that kind of shit. And if it is a quid pro quo, which when it is litigated, which it should be, and so should Biden's case, then
they should both face
the consequences.
My point is that you said before, if it was Nancy Pelosi's kid, you wouldn't feel any different. I feel like you would. Actually, you probably wouldn't.
No,
but I feel like you should, because one is a political opponent and one is not. Yes, but she's not running for president, is my point.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with
that. And technically, I don't know if Joe Biden is either.
He thinks he is.
He's running for the Democratic candidacy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Is what he's running for currently. But that's besides the point. Now we're splitting hairs. I just can't get all bent out of shape by somebody going, hey, uncorrupt that. Uncorrupt that, or I'm going to fuck up your day. Oh, my gosh. It's terrible. What a monster.
All right. I mean, this is opinion, but coming from the most corrupt man we've ever had. Sorry.
Of course it's opinion.
That's my opinion.
Right.
But
no, and I don't think we're ever going to agree on this, and I think that's...
More corrupt than Nixon?
I don't know.
I just think a lot of presidents knew how to hide the shit better.
I think,
of course, because they were politicians.
Yeah, exactly. Like he's so used to not. But again,
he's doing us a huge favor. Yeah. He's the first one to do all this in the open.
Exactly.
He's like, I don't know. I'm supposed to hide this shit. Yep. This is called business.
Mm-hmm.
You want something? I have something.
He's trying to run it like a business.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yep.
Hey, uncorrupt that, or I'm gonna fuck up your day. I gotta impeach that guy.
Yeah, I can see how you're putting it from that angle, and I don't think we're going to agree on it. And I think that's
Think we are either. But
and I think
it's fun to talk about.
I think that the beauty of our democracy and the beauty of all of this is that it will hopefully be litigated. And if he's not impeached, then he's cleared. And if he is, then he's not. And that's the end of it.
Here's the problem, and this is from a guy who's not planning on voting for Donald Trump next year.
No, I know you're not.
This is going to further fuck the Democratic Party.
So
because it's another big distraction where they're putting all their eggs into this impeachment basket, and they're going to be like, impeach, 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 and then it's going to come out that there's nothing to impeach him over. Whether there is or not, I'm not going to argue with what happened, the details, whatever, but there's never going to be enough evidence to impeach him over this. And then at the end of the day, all the Republicans are going to, he's going to go, you see, it's a witch hunt. They're always out to get me. It's because I'm out there draining the swamp and they don't like it. And all the people who love him are going to go, fuck yeah. He's out there fucking draining the swamp. And it's going to just further impact the terrible situation the Democrats have going into this next election.
I think it's an interesting point to make. And so I do think that it's definitely going to galvanize.
Got more cider.
So good.
But his base is... So the interesting thing is when you look, and it's the Electoral College, obviously, versus the popular vote, but right now his base is, you know, Republicans' base in general is under 50% of the country. Now, that's spread with Electoral College votes. So you're looking at different things. So maybe it does galvanize his base, but maybe it does. I think the impact that it could also have is energizing left-wing and kind of pushing moderates to the left.
Yeah.
So I think that
I don't think it's going to be the result you're thinking it is.
I think when the
impeachment doesn't go through and it fails, you're going to have more people going to support him because they're going to be like, man, what is with these guys?
See, I don't think that. So do you mean moderates or do you mean like they're going to lose liberal support? Do you mean Democrats?
Listen, hardcore Democrats are always going to be hardcore Democrats,
hardcore,
the same as hardcore Republicans.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So
those people don't matter. It's the people in the middle that matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all you're doing by having a failed impeachment attempt, which is what I think this is going to be, is moving more people to the side of Donald Trump, to supporting him. Because I really think you're going to have him go... I mean, I can see him doing it right now. Is he's going to say, you see this? The Democrats, they can't stand me in here. They're trying to get me out any way they can. You know why?
Because
I'm telling the truth. And I'm out there trying to drain the swamp and stop corruption like this Joe Biden nonsense. And they're trying to stop me. They all rallied to stop me from stopping corruption like I promised I would when I said I'd drain the swamp.
And people are
going to go, oh, shit. You know what? This guy might have a point.
I hope not.
It's really hard to convince people that politicians are corrupt. You're right. They'll never fall for that.
Yeah, but he's...
I also see more so moderate people who are like... I have spoken to moderate people who are just like... Just the decorum of this president alone, even on that alone, has changed the way they want to vote. Just the fact that he is a disgusting man. Regardless of his policies, regardless of what he's done, he's a disgusting man.
Yeah.
And he treats the office like a disgusting man. Not with any respect that any of our previous... So just on that alone, I know moderates who are swinging more to the right because of just the way just because of the way he has acted in office.
So here's the thing. I know moderates who are doing the exact opposite because they're like, what a breath of fresh air. This guy does not bullshit. He doesn't talk he's talking above us, talking over our heads. He speaks his mind.
He speaks at a fifth grade level because I think that's about it.
I think that's relatable to the majority of the country.
No, I agree.
Yeah. Jay's not doing his job where you do math.
Right? New Jersey is number one in public education.
It is. Yeah, I saw that.
I just looked at my taxes. Would you believe that like over 50% just go to local schools? Fuckface.
Fuck you, fuck you, pay me.
I don't know that I'm getting the value that you know what? Never mind.
Hey, you moved to
that's true. Damn it. Now I gotta bleep that, you son of a bitch.
You moved to this town in which we both.
Thanks. Now I don't have to edit it at all. You've totally fixed it, Jay.
I did a second take for you.
Yeah, great. Second take. That requires no editing. Perfect. Anyway.
Yeah, no, taxes are high. Education taxes are high.
I know.
And we don't get a number one without it. You know?
You do. You don't get to be the best without putting the money in.
Apparently.
The best. I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Do you want to pull it up?
I'm not arguing whether the best in the country on some metric, sure, whatever. Standardized testing. You guys do a great job teaching kids how to take tests. That bubble filling skill is going to translate perfectly later in life. I just don't know. I'm not really talking about you, Jay.
I know.
But I just don't know if kids are learning what they need to learn in school.
I agree with that.
This is just a goddamn shit. And the amount of money I'm sending towards this, I'm like, now that I'm looking, I'm like, holy shit.
So, I mean, if we want to get into a discussion of the standards, we can very much so do that.
I'm going to go get more cider.
There's not much left.
Because it's definitely granted that kids were not learning what they needed to learn. I would say even 10 years ago. With the advent of Common Core, with the advent of the next gen science standards, we're focusing more on teaching kids problem solving abilities. We're focusing more on teaching kids to go deeper and think more about 2 + 2 = 4, yes, but why is 2 + 2 = 4? How can I determine that? And what investigations can I create in order to do that? So we're focusing a lot more on the critical thinking,
good.
Which is what you need, what kids need in today's job market. Mm-hmm. And granted, I teach elementary school. Yeah. But when you talk to people in college, they say that the kids are missing problem-solving abilities. Mm-hmm. When you talk to employers who are looking to hire kids, they want kids who can solve the problem. They don't, I can look the answer up online. I have a computer, right? If I want to know the factual answer,
but
to
you
kind of
want
to
know why it's the answer.
So they want people who are going to be able to do the why, not just
the why and the how.
Yeah, because they can Google whatever the fuck they want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is great, but
well, it's good to hear.
And I think that Common Core is huge, and I know that there are people who are not proponents of Common Core.
Yeah, there are.
But it's the dumbest thing in the world not to be a proponent of Common Core and say each state should be able to teach whatever the fuck they want, because...
I agree with that.
No, that's stupid.
Whatever it is, it's too fucking expensive.
Well, okay. Dave thinks it's too expensive no matter what.
I've seen kids today.
Today?
That's not money well spent, Jeff.
Which kids have you seen today?
So many kids.
How many kids?
I'm worried. Why is he seeing kids?
Where do you see these kids?
At the playground.
Okay, now I'm real worried.
All right.
He's just interviewing kids. Just pop quizzing them on the street.
Where do you find them? I mean, see them.
Dude, you're on a list now.
Nope. I did that all off mic.
Oh, yeah. Nobody heard that.
No, definitely didn't come through my headphones. You know, Common Core is the best thing in the world.
Besides talking about education and our next president, did you guys do anything cool? Oh, Brandon, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Upcoming.
Yes, Monday, I think, right?
It's going to be, I figured it's occurring between this recording and next recording.
Yeah.
So wish you a very happy birthday, sir.
Thank you.
I got you a little something.
Aww.
It's in the mail.
Okay.
So it's not going to be here on your birthday.
That's fine.
But I think you're going to like it.
Something, but thank you. I appreciate it.
Big black dildo.
He's going to love it.
Huge.
I mean, you know me well, Dave.
Not even usable. It's like novelty size.
Oh.
There's like no reason for it.
It just sits on a shelf.
It's like a 3-foot tall dildo.
Not usable? I don't know.
Perfect.
Don't tell Brandon the odds.
And what did we do for Brandon's birthday? Well, we watched a horrible movie.
Really?
Yeah, well.
I liked it.
I thought it was fun.
We'll get into it.
Okay.
Hey, baby, I hear the NAFcast calling with Brandon and Jay and Dave. They may seem a bit confused. Well, maybe. But they got hot takes. And they don't know what to do with all these Democratic candidates. Bernie's running again. Retcons, reboots, and requels. Nobody asked for this.
Was that the segue? Did we just throw?
I think so.
Are we in the...
Oh, man. I'm going to smoke
a cig. So good with rum in it. You guys got to get some of this rum.
I'm going to smoke a cig.
right now, it's going to do the intro and jump right back in.
I won't.
Since when do we take a cig break during the intro?
I don't know.
Hit your vape box.
I don't have it.
What happened?
I need a new coil. It's gross. It tastes like shit.
Wow. Brandon's quitting vaping.
That's what I do.
Just in time for the ban.
Yeah, the six. Fuck that shit.
I completely agree.
I'm so like.
They're going to ban vaping?
Like, ban cigarettes first, you fucking idiots.
So I think what I'm hearing is they're doing the same kind of thing they did with flavored tobacco.
Correct.
Remember when we were kids and when we smoked when we were like 18 or 19 and you could go in and get like watermelon flavored cigarettes?
There were, yeah, like especially Camel. They had
but okay.
You don't remember those?
Yeah. Nope.
But yeah,
so
they did.
You could get like all these weird flavored cigarettes, like fruity flavored cigarettes,
mm-hmm.
which market to kids, sure. So the government, before they banned the lights, they banned like flavored cigarettes
mm-hmm.
and that kind of. So you can only now have menthols and non-menthols.
Okay.
And I think that what I'm hearing is they're going to do the same thing with vape juice.
Where you can only have basically menthol and non-menthol.
Menthol or non-menthol. Mm-hmm.
Like that's fair.
Which, I mean, yeah, because in my mind, the
kids
flavor's
shouldn't
a
be
bonus.
Vaping.
The kids shouldn't be vaping, and I use it because it's like, I mean, like the same reason I drink coffee. It's nicotine's a drug.
Mm-hmm.
I also don't necessarily, I don't know. I mean, like, man, if we're going to leave cigarettes on the market, and
that's
we're
what's crazy
go after
to me.
Vapes,
that's
they're leaving vaping on the market too. They're just eliminating the fruity flavors of Fruity Pebbles vape.
So,
hey, Fruity Pebbles is good.
That's the
I'm sure it's a great
thing,
flavor.
But like yes. everybody's going after it and like
we're adults. I don't know.
And I don't know. This is anecdotal. This is like just
no,
the shit.
You're adults. See. Should you be able to buy chocolate flavored cigarettes? Cherry flavored cigarettes?
If I wanted to, sure.
As an adult? Okay. I mean, yeah. I don't know. So I can see the argument both ways
for
that.
Clearly marketing to kids.
But it's a public safety risk. I think that, and this is the anecdotal where you see people calling for a blanket ban on vaping.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not also calling for a blanket ban on cigarettes,
yeah.
and I would almost argue a blanket ban on alcohol, you don't have the cause to call for a blanket ban on vaping. I'm all for the fruity flavored shit.
Yeah.
Get rid of it.
I agree with you entirely.
That's fine. Yeah, but
they shouldn't have a blanket ban on vaping. That's insane.
That's ridiculous.
It's like a blanket ban on anything. It's a ridiculous concept. Yeah.
So I think hopefully they just ban the fruity stuff.
I'm sure you could still make it in your basement or whatever.
I just probably order
I mean,
online.
Yeah, you probably could. Right?
Yeah, he's order it from Russia.
Just order it online.
It's
yeah.
fine.
That's the problem. It's just, you know, if you outlaw vaping.
It's nuts, though, because it's like, and I don't know what
gonna
the
help
latest,
the Russians.
Yep.
I don't know what the latest statistic is, but it's like, I want to say as of last week, it was 6 deaths. And obviously every death, you know, every death is
of
a tragedy.
Course. How many have we had from cigarettes?
But yeah, like that's what I'm thinking.
How many
as
people die every
like,
hour from cigarettes?
Here are these huge articles about 6 people dying in the span yeah. of a year over vaping. And like how many people while I'm reading this, you know, got lung cancer and are now dead because mm-hmm. of fucking cigarettes. So it's like, I don't know.
It's very skewed.
It's just weird. I mean, and I get it. It's like,
well, we allow people to do harmful things to themselves.
Yes, and we should. It is a mm-hmm. personal choice that you make.
Yeah. So, if you're trying to avoid targeting kids with things like that, like that's why they don't allow like cartoon Joe Camel and
yeah.
shit anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, they just were like, hey, listen, it's too. There were Flintstones cigarette
of course.
Commercials.
Cigarette ads
yeah,
back in
yeah,
the 60s.
We've all seen
yeah,
that. So it's like, yeah, okay, stop marketing to kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I get that. Adults should be able to kill themselves in a myriad of ways.
Yeah.
really, any way you like.
Yeah.
Except with a gun. Don't. We got to get rid of those. But yeah.
No, you should be able to kill yourself with a gun.
You should, right?
I'll get into this argument.
All right, cool.
we'll dive into this.
I agree.
I mean,
I think suicide should be legal.
Suicide should be legal. 100%.
Yeah. I mean, I think you should still encourage people not to do it.
I think there should be like some barriers, but yeah. I ultimately
the state
shouldn't.
Yeah. The state shouldn't condemn people to death. The state shouldn't also.
I agree with that also.
People.
I think I agree with that also.
Yeah.
The state shouldn't also condemn people to a miserable
existence. Yeah.
Which,
if we could banish people to another planet, I
wow.
think I'd go with that.
That would solve a lot of problems.
Yeah.
As like an alternative
you know?
To the death penalty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Especially if you're found to be like you cannot reenter society. You
I mean,
are,
yeah, and yeah. I don't. I'm not saying I love
about,
the idea.
I'm
of
all about
someone.
Rehabilitation first.
Right. Right.
But if that does not work.
But if it's that or the death penalty.
Yeah,
I'm fully
little,
on board for the banishing to another planet
I totally
penalty.
Agree. Mm-hmm.
I
know?
Just don't think we should. And as a government, we shouldn't put anybody to death. That's my whole thing on the death penalty and with the suicide thing. Like, it's not the government's choice. The government shouldn't litigate how someone dies.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree with you.
Like, if it's of their
unless
own,
we're out of war.
The only pro death penalty argument that I have is the cost of it.
Yes, and
it ends up being extremely expensive to keep these people like incarcerated for life or for long prison terms. But I still don't think that outweighs the idea that we've decided to kill someone.
Yeah,
and plus, you never know if you're getting it right.
Yep,
I know.
There's plenty of cases
that's
where
scary
it wasn't.
When you see that, like how tragic is
how many people were put to death and they were innocent, and so now you have the government responsible for stripping somebody of their life
wrongly,
unjustly, and I just.
And even like when DNA evidence came around, and now you're finding out about people who were put to death under DNA evidence.
Yep.
But the DNA evidence when it was first. Like when DNA was first a thing, was a not like a super. It was a solid science, but it wasn't like a super reliable thing.
Did you know that fingerprints aren't as conclusive as they once thought?
Yeah,
yeah. Turns out fingerprints are not as unique as we thought they were. Not in the way that we
like
check
CSI
them. They check for like 6 points of similarity or something, and they're like, it's like no one could have 6 points of similarity, but it turns out that a lot of people do. So, yeah, fingerprint evidence also. Like, what other evidence are we going to find out wasn't entirely reliable?
Right. Well, I mean, what we call polygraphs are gone. Like, most people can say that is pseudoscience.
That's like pseudoscience.
It is,
But, I mean...
That's an interesting one, too.
Yeah. That's an interesting story on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, the polygraph makes sense, right? It does make sense when you think about it, because it's like, you're going to have a different reaction when you're lying than when you're not lying.
But it's really just measuring stress.
It's measuring your nervousness.
It's just measuring stress.
Because
I think we are going to get to a point where we do have a real-life polygraph, and it's just... Because we're going to be able to essentially read each other's thoughts at some point.
Probably.
You would imagine.
There's going to be... we practically can. You just have this filter... That like, you know, but my thoughts and a lot of people's thoughts are effectively just shot out onto the internet, like randomly throughout the day.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you filter that.
Crazy uncle's Facebook feed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But there's going to be no filter at some point. I mean, I think we're going to, at least for people.
Like, I mean, think about deepfakes and like AI learning and stuff like that. Yeah. How that has come so far.
Did you say deep states?
Sorry, deep fakes.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about QAnon.
It might be.
My bad. Long live the queue!
17.
Do they have a chant? Do they have a thing?
No, I don't know. Where we go, one, we go
that's
all.
That's what it is.
Oh, it's where we go, where one, we go all.
And they abbreviated in Twitter. It's really funny.
Where we go, one, we go
W-G-A.
All.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure what that's meant to mean.
It means you have to be part of the cult. That's really all it means.
I think it kind of, I'm taking it to mean we're all in this boat together.
The QAnoners.
Oh, see, I don't know.
It's a secret. It's just like it's a thing between them.
Yeah, no, it's not.
It doesn't
like
include
we as
us
a country,
at all.
It doesn't include us at all. No, no, no.
It should. They need a marketing guy. Are they hiring?
Oh boy.
They did. It was the guy who splashed the OK symbol in court. Yeah, right.
I don't have to.
I hate symbol.
You don't have to believe in the QAnon to work there. I'm sure. I work for a Christian company.
I don't think there's a company.
Yes, technically, I work for a Christian company.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I know that.
I told you he was converting.
No.
I've been telling you.
They don't do blood tests, so they haven't figured out yet. I'm not entirely Christian.
You don't have to put the holy water on yourself as you walk in.
Yes. They go out once a month with holy water. All right, he's not sizzling. I think we're good with this one.
Dave's figured out a way to beat the
holy
water.
It's a private company, so they can be Christian if they like.
Fair enough. But QAnon is, they're an interesting troupe. They're crazy. They think JFK Jr. is still alive.
Yeah. Oh,
and
that was the like
that
most
he's like
these
he's this crusader who what? No, he died in the plane crash.
Oh, JFK Jr.
Jr.
Oh, I thought you said senior.
Wait a minute, no.
Senior is still alive.
I was like, obviously he's still alive, and we all know this Zapruder film was a fake. A deep fake. QAnon, where we go, where we go.
Oh, God. I should never have said anything. Oh, no.
He's susceptible to Christianity.
Dave's
going to
be like, look
QAnon.
At my new Punisher tattoo.
I just got it because I like the Punisher.
And you just get Q because you're like, Q's the greatest character in Star Trek.
It's my favorite letter.
John DeLancey's the best.
I just think it's a cool looking letter.
I'm going to
get
him
a Q with like
a
slash in it.
It's
like, whoa.
Oh, God.
You got to look it up. It's like a poster of Q, and it has all of the conspiracy theories dating back to like numerology, like way back in ancient times.
Oh yeah,
there's a Q poster,
like an infographic, but it's shaped. It's like a Q, and in it has all the links to everything, and they're selling it.
Links
to other wacky shit.
Like the Kennedy film links to this and this.
It's a poster. You can't click on it.
No, 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 no. You meant like link? It's names of the, on the poster and then showing the links.
Like a web.
Oh, yeah, like a thought web or something. Okay, yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah, like flat earth led to masonry. Maybe or masonry
do,
led
maybe
to flat
we should do a special where we teach you about all about QAnon.
Like our Scientology episode.
Yeah. I would love that.
Yeah, well,
I would
I'll do a QAnon so episode.
Let's do it.
That'd be great.
It's so funny.
All right.
That would be great.
I will. Because
what was the last thing they thought? That JFK Jr. was going to... Donald Trump was going to introduce JFK Jr. at what... It was a speech he made 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they were convinced because Donald Trump was sending coded messages in his ramblings, which first of all, how
about
you
JFK
could
Jr.?
Decode any of his ramblings for some sort of
Trump
code.
Jazz.
But like the way they decoded it was JFK Jr. was going to return at this meeting and Trump was going to introduce him.
Yeah, I know.
Well, if you're going to get introduced, you want it to be by the President
of
the United States.
Yeah, no, of course.
When you come back from the dead, it's a good person to introduce you. You don't want just some schmo, like the MC at the nearest club. Introducing JFK Jr.
That's why people with those resurrected kind of minds just fascinate me, because it's like...
It's just a crazy off-the-reservation crazy. It's so crazy.
How do you get to that point where that's... And okay, you believe one crazy thing? Because we all have like crazy things I'm sure we believe.
Sure.
And like one thing, okay.
But they
everything.
They have to believe so much that's so wrong.
You know, here's how you get that way.
Dunning-Kruger, I think?
I'll
I think
tell
it's
you exactly
I
how.
Guess it is Dunning-Kruger.
You get lied to so much.
Yeah.
There's so much, you uncover so much bullshit that's real bullshit that's like... Oh, they lied to us about that. Mm-hmm. Like the sugar lobby, like lying to us about like oh, it's fat that makes you fat.
Yep.
Not sugar.
Yeah, sugar is good for you. Like the tobacco people being like tobacco doesn't cause cancer.
I think it's just a reaction of people not really capable or not really able to cope with the fact that we live in a world of grays, in a world of like murky grays and grays, and they see a black and white solution and a clear answer. This guy Q is going to deliver them from, literally, they believe he's going to deliver them from evil and root out all the evil satanic pedophiles in the government.
Oh, I'm not talking about QAnon specifically. I'm just talking about conspiracy.
No, in general,
Like, I think you just, there's a lot of real life conspiracies.
Oh, yeah,
conspiracies that really did happen. Yeah. Like, the reason weed is outlawed is because of the plastics industry.
I thought it was hemp. Well, William Hearst, right?
The plastic, they had just developed plastics, and hemp was a competitor. So they were like, oh, reefer madness. Yeah. Black people are going to smoke weed and rape everybody. And everyone was like, well, we got to get rid of that stuff.
Healthy dash of racism with that one, for
which
sure.
Which is a funny story. That's exactly what vape flavoring does.
Yep. wait,
what?
Sauces people up and gets them in a rapey mood. That's why we got to get rid of it.
Cover your assholes, boys. Jay's taking it in.
But no, I agree with you on that one.
No, I don't know about QAnon people in specific, just because I don't know a lot about QAnon. It's which is crazy, because I do know a lot about kooky conspiracies.
Yeah,
I'm surprised you haven't come across this.
And
you've heard about it, of course. But
I've heard about it. I think I first heard about it, and I just knew it was like a wacky like conspiracy thing.
It is.
But I really didn't dig into it. I mean, I don't know, who has time for conspiracy theories?
I agree.
But there's things that like... Like, there's things that it sounds like they're saying that I don't think are completely outrageous. Like pedophiles in the government?
Oh, yeah,
like,
didn't we just have somebody
mysteriously die
we've already been
was, like, the pedophile king of, like, the government and you know, top stars and stuff?
It's like the dash of truth, right?
Yeah,
there's
got to be a
dash
of truth in there. Yeah.
Like, and so it's really easy to, not easy, but, like, it allows you to make that logical leap that, like you were saying, if this is true, if this is happening,
right?
What
can
else
you believe they lied to us about blank?
Mm-hmm.
They're obviously lying to us about this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think once you're on that path, it's very hard to get off of it.
It is.
Because all you need is that doubt. You constantly doubt everything. And listen, questioning things isn't a bad thing.
No, you should.
You
should question.
But you should question the alternative theory you're presented also.
Well, yeah.
So,
just because the moon landing's a little funky doesn't mean you should immediately be like, well, obviously it's because there's an alien base
there. Stanley Kubrick staged it.
There's an alien base on the moon. That's why. Because some of the photos were doctored for marketing purposes, allegedly. And so obviously there's an alien base there. There's a spire.
So
Spire on the dark side of the moon.
I didn't see that one.
Oh, I love moon conspiracies.
I know you do. I know you do. Oh, yeah. I know.
Oh, big
we fan. Like our, we like dabbling and like reading about alien conspiracy. There was that one time we watched those like crazy ISS or like space shuttle videos.
Oh, that yeah.
Still, that shit still freaks me the fuck out.
I still haven't heard a really good explanation.
Me neither.
For that.
Me neither.
The dust particles thing. I've seen people try and reproduce that. But it doesn't quite do it.
I don't know.
It's a yeah.
That shit still bugs
but
me.
That's God but in the gaps. Like that's why I'm always careful about that kind of stuff.
Yes.
That's God in the gaps.
God
isn't that the God you want?
What?
You're not particularly religious.
The disappearing God.
Yeah.
Yeah, the best kind of God who doesn't exist.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Bill Maher?
I don't like him.
I'm not a huge fan.
Interesting. Interesting.
I feel like he's kind of
just because I'm a lefty doesn't mean I have to like him. He's such
a
prick.
No, that's fine.
He's a total prick.
Here's the thing, because I tried to get you to watch Religulous when we were in high school, because I thought it was an interesting documentary about religion.
Yeah.
And it's a Bill Maher thing, and I told you it was Bill Maher, and you were like, ugh. Never, because you were just hardcore
well, that
right
was when
wing
I was Republican.
Then,
yeah.
So
yeah.
I wasn't sure if you'd like come around on that. I actually like Bill Maher.
I'm nice.
As a guy who was previously left wing and is now probably, realistically, probably center right.
Yeah, for sure he is these days.
I actually like him. I think he's surprisingly fair when it comes to, he's definitely an asshole.
I think that's
that,
really
like,
what bothers
no,
me.
And I
I'm
think
fine
that
with that.
He gives,
that's the same reason I don't have as big a problem with Donald Trump.
I know that. We know you, Dave.
I don't mind assholes as much as you guys do.
Surprise.
I think that he's, well, I'm
if
fine they,
there's
with
value
asshole
to people beyond whether they're nice or not.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine with an asshole on TV. But I just, I don't know, like, and his interviews are, I think his interviews
he's
are
very
fair.
Patronizing.
I
don't know.
Yeah, and I think that's what it is. I think it's the tone that he takes. Like, I can watch Bill Maher clips and be like,
yeah.
Dude, this dude, A, knows what he's talking
mm-hmm.
about.
Right.
Like, he's
right.
a well-educated person, and he does have a good, I mean, he has a good view on things that are going on, but I'm just still not, like, just not a huge fan.
I don't like
he's
approach.
Definitely patronizing, but I think that's his comedy
yeah.
style.
Yeah, that's his style. Yeah,
frankly, I think a lot of comedians are patronizing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally, we are patronizing them by being patrons of their craft, but that's
you're
just
semantical.
Yeah. Yeah. But when a comedian is talking to you, they're generally explaining something to you in a way that, like, you, like, if you don't think Bill Burr is patronizing, I don't know.
Bill Burr is very patronizing.
Right, you know?
I don't know, I just never. Because I did after...
Even a lot of late night hosts. I mean, they patronize their guests a lot. Like, they kind of make them into fools, you know? So
I'm not a huge late night fan either.
I mean, either.
I don't either anymore.
But because they're all bad.
They're mostly bad. Yeah. Colbert's good, but...
I
like Colbert.
I think
and his
Colbert's
show.
Rapport was... The Colbert was Rapport was so much
so
better.
So much better.
Well, infinitely better.
I think he had much more... I mean, he's on network now.
Yeah,
that's
the
freedom.
Right.
So, you know, that's like Jay and I know, like, that's a whole different fucking ballgame.
I like John Oliver's show.
I love John Oliver.
Mm-hmm. I don't like Trevor Noah as much as...
Yeah.
But I think it's poisoned by the Jon Stewart that I grew up with.
Of course.
Like, just loving Jon Stewart.
Yeah.
I just don't think Trevor Noah is ever going to do it for me.
No.
He's good. I think, like, some of his stuff is good, like, when I watch Daily Show clips, but it's not John Oliver.
I don't know that something about his presentation doesn't really make me laugh the way a lot of other comedians do. But I don't know. Again, I just grew up with John Oliver, so.
Stewart. Yeah, no, Stewart, I'm with you on that. It's hard to
I actually
to
used
go
to watch Maher a lot, I would say, 3 or 4 years ago for just like, but like, I don't know.
All right.
I respect the dude. Like, he's a fucking intelligent human being.
Oh, smart guy.
Yeah.
I
just wouldn't want to be in the same room with him. He's probably a prick.
He probably is. But I'm sure he doesn't want to be in the same room with you either.
Thanks.
He's not like, get me Brandon. I need to be in the same room with this guy.
I just meant hypothetically. I don't think he's going to call me and invite me.
I'd enjoy it. I'd be like, Bill, roast me. Be mean.
I want to be roasted by
do
like,
your mean shtick.
Real roasters.
But he goes
like
after Democrats
roasters.
Too. That's what I did appreciate when, like, the first, because I probably watched him the first like 3 or 4 months of Trump's presidency and then kind of fell off. He would go after fucking impotent Democrats, which a lot of the times the Democrats are.
Right.
That's one of the biggest problems.
So
that's one of the reasons I like him is he calls out bullshit no matter where it is.
Yeah.
And like he's got an agenda like anybody else and we're all biased in some ways, but I think he does a pretty good job of calling out bullshit, calling it out. Interesting. And that of course made me think of Sam Harris for their famous incident on his show.
Oh yeah.
And Ben Affleck. I've been listening to a lot of Sam Harris's podcasts. He did a series of the podcasts where he reads the book you liked.
And well, End of Faith.
End of Faith, yeah. Yes, which was, I think, his first book.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
He read, like, the first part of it, and I thought it was very interesting, so I may pick that up. Yeah, so listen to Sam Harris.
He's pretty good.
He needs a good plug.
He's pretty good.
He's not doing so good.
He's doing fine.
He needs the NAFCast bump.
He's doing absolutely fine.
Hey, guys, if you haven't heard of Sam Harris, you should check that guy out.
Check out fucking some more news. They did a really good episode on cancel culture recently.
Mm. And I don't know who that is.
Beautifully, at the end of it, used the whole Seven Deadly Words thing. And he's like, so many of these comedians who are still, who are still making the same amount of money. His argument was like, nobody's really been canceled anyway. Because they were like, Louis C.K. came back to standing ovations. Like, a ton of people still have careers.
Some people were definitely canceled.
Oh yeah, no. His main thing was consequences. Like, you could say whatever you want, that's fine.
It's the free market.
It's as long as you accept consequences. And like, he used that clip of the Seven Deadly Words, and that's what Carlin says. He's like, words alone mean nothing. It's the context that matters, and that's what he said. Yeah. And it was just a good episode too, because he was like, he called out Jerry Seinfeld for dating like
the
17-year-old.
What?
It was really funny.
Seinfeld date when he was.
He still does.
He was 39, dated an 18-year-old, or I guess they're still.
Or yeah, I think it's when we married, but.
Whatever.
Yeah. That's legal. I don't care.
But anyway, some more news.
Cancel culture. I like it.
It's a really episode, really good episode.
But here's the thing, is that cancel culture comes for everybody.
It
no
does.
Matter what.
No, I know.
It's Justin Trudeau's getting canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's like. And he was like. He was the wokest justice warriorist one of them all. He was what's apple pie in Canada? He was maple leaf. That guy was 100%
as a maple leaf.
He was 100% all Canadian. He was the guy, and then they were like, oh.
He's done a lot of blackface.
How many times?
It was more than once.
More blackface.
More than once.
Because once you could probably get away with when you're the wokest woke. Guy
yeah.
of them all.
Yeah.
But then twice people start going, wait a minute.
And then when he goes, I don't remember how many times, they're like, oh.
That was the killer. Yeah. That was when I was like, oh, he didn't just say that. You don't say that.
No.
If anything, make up a high number.
Exactly.
Like 10. If you're sure it's under 10, you just say 10.
Yeah.
You don't say, I don't know how many times I wore blackface. Could have been 100.
Could have been any.
Could have been every day for 10 years.
Could be what he does every night.
Maybe that's how he identifies.
That's how he goes to bed.
Who knows? Know.
He's transracial.
You don't know.
Transracial.
That is also a thing now. So,
is it?
It is.
Oh yeah.
It is. And
what?
It's a thing.
Is it a thing that
there are transracial people?
People who identify as a different race.
Not fair enough.
I don't
think it is, but whatever.
That might be where I draw the line. I think that is.
It's
where...
not biology that does it for you. It's the skin color.
I think I draw the line there. I don't know.
Okay,
because
I mean, that's fine.
I think it becomes a cultural thing, like where it becomes almost like, I don't know, I'm going to try to...
So you can culturally be black, but
I'm going to try to...
You can't culturally be black.
So like, my skin color and...
Jay's white, by the way, for anyone who's wondering.
Just in case.
Like, your skin color doesn't necessarily, well, shouldn't, I guess, dictate like the culture. You know what I mean? So like if you're black, you're still American, right? If you're black, you're still from whatever country you're from. If you're white, you're still whatever country you're from.
Unless you identify as being from another country.
I don't necessarily subscribe to dramatic differences like intelligence wise between the races. I don't believe that there are personality trait differences between the races.
And this is different than the way you believe the difference between men and women is, you do believe there are massive intelligence differences.
Personality tendencies between men and women, and I think you are.
Wow, Jay.
No, there are.
And I think you agree.
You're really annoying Justin Trudeau right now.
As a Jordan Peterson fan, I actually know you agree with me.
I do. Yeah. No, I'm.
So, and that's why I think
I'm playing devil's advocate. It's the first time I've ever done that.
That's
show.
Why I think there's
Dave, this
difference.
Is so out of left field for you.
It's weird, right? You're just so agreeable. I go along with everything.
Weird.
So that's why I think there's a difference between the two, because I can't remember the term for it now. Race realism. I'm not a
race realist.
Ooh. Yeah, race realists are.
It's Stephen Molyneux.
You're gonna need to give me that one.
Stephen Molyneux.
It's like the people who.
Stephen Molyneux.
Stephen Molyneux is just
blacks are inferior.
I really thought you said Steppenwolf for a second there. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
So it's the Magic new way.
The band or the guy from
between
mythology
the lines?
Or
it's the new
Thor's enemy.
It's the new way for people who are racist to say that
to put a nice
they're not racist. Mm-hmm. I'm not racist. I'm a race realist, mm-hmm. would be what you would hear. And they have the same.
I'm not transphobic. I'm gender critical.
Yeah.
That's another one.
So it's just, you know.
First of all, gender critical doesn't even make sense because that's not even.
Like, just
I could actually see race realist. Like if you were like, hey, listen, I'm not racist, but black guys have big cocks. Like I'd be like, okay, you're a race realist, pal. Good for you. That term actually makes sense. I'm sure it's being used irresponsibly.
It is. Yeah.
But that term actually makes a lot of sense.
They use it in the term. I mean, I guess it's not super.
Like, I'm not racist, like but blacks are great athletes.
But as the
that's just the truth.
As the ethno-state debate came back, or as the ethno-state debates began.
Ethno-state debates?
Ethno-state. Yeah. Like people who support separation by ethnicity. So like, separate countries.
People who are afraid of the white genocide.
Have you heard of the Great Replacement?
No.
That's the.
Does that have to do with Jews will not replace us?
It's
the Tiki Torch thing.
It's very close.
Very similar.
Venn diagrams, like basically
warmer.
Right on top of each other. On that one.
Dude,
it's basically people who think that too many people who think that too many colored people are coming to this country and are going to eliminate the white race.
Wait, what color?
All colors. It doesn't matter.
Purple?
Not white. That's the problem.
As long as they're not white, it's a problem.
That's the problem. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. People. I saw a great quote online. I'm sure you guys saw it, where it was like, one of my professors said, we just need to fuck enough until we're all brown. And I'm like, yeah, that's going to happen eventually.
You think you're probably.
Give it up long enough timeline.
An Asian culture in the future.
Long enough timeline. We're all just going to be a similar shade.
But that's.
Yeah, probabilistically.
Yeah.
That makes sense. It's like that South Park episode.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm surprised you've
back
never
in
heard.
The pile.
But listen, we have current day ethno states. I mean, Japan isn't big
forced
on
forced ethno state. Like the United States should be a forced ethno.
Japan
state.
Heavily discriminates.
I know. Yes.
We're not forgiving them at all.
And they're backwards as fuck.
Yeah.
They just have a lot of problems in that respect.
No,
culturally. I mean, they're losing population. If they had encouraged immigration into their country, they wouldn't be in the problem where they have too many old people and not enough young people to take care of them.
Doesn't China have the same problem?
China is also running into that same problem, yes. Because of the one-child policy.
I identify as Asian, so that's what I know a lot about.
All right.
I didn't realize you were transracial.
Yep. Transracial.
I'll be sure to use your pronouns.
I'm also a race realist. Realistically, I identify as Asian.
Please don't use that. You're going to find yourself with some really odd bedfellows. I don't
hashtag. That's a hashtag. We're going to get so many followers.
Why is Richard Spencer following me? Here.
Hey, guys, have you heard of David Duke?
I know Richard Spencer. I got that reference.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's some fucked up shit.
You guys teach me so much interesting stuff.
I know. I can't wait for a QAnon episode, though.
You guys got to do some research. I really want to get the full spiel on QAnon.
Sure.
Like,
for sure, I will.
Get like a guidebook
or
something.
This is your background. You know, as educators, we call it activating background knowledge and giving you back. So this is some background knowledge for you. Some
Jay, I totally understand that. I identify as an educator.
I'm not in elementary school.
I'm well aware. Thank you.
I don't know what Common Core standards this list to, but I'll figure it out for you.
Are we going to talk about Godzilla, or is this going to be a whole separate thing?
We might, but yeah. Oh my God, we're at an hour already.
Yeah, we've already been doing this for an hour.
I mean, there's a lot of Civ talk in the beginning, but...
We'll cut that out, obviously.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear us talk about
Nobody Civ. Fucking gives a shit about Civ. Except us.
They do want to hear me talk about wrestling.
Did anything interesting happen in wrestling?
Nothing interesting ever happens in wrestling.
Wow, I can't believe he just said that. I can't believe he just said that.
I haven't been watching it for a while. I don't know. I got to find a new annoying thing to fucking bring to you guys.
Annoying thing. I thought you loved that shit.
No, I love it. It annoys you.
It annoys us.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I've stopped watching because I've been bored by the product. So
fair enough.
It's funny. That's how I treat Trump.
Yeah, it is.
Fair.
I know.
Fair. We're very well aware.
That's why we still come over, Dave.
It's fun to watch on TV and it annoys you guys.
Yeah, I know. Like, man, Brandon and Jay are going to be fucking pissed about this.
Well, either you guys just got the longest intro of all time, or we're going to split this off into a second episode.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, I'm dropping the intro again just for fun.
That's it. Come back next week. Bye.